This is Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omel Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Samuels. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has expressed gratitude to the United Nations for bringing peace to Liberia. She spoke yesterday during events marking the International Day of UN Peacekeepers at the UN headquarters in Monrovia. The president said Liberia has benefited from international peacekeeping, adding that Liberia is trying to reciprocate the gesture. She honored the memories of those who died in line of their duty. Meanwhile, Secretary General's representative and also head of UN operations in Liberia, Farid Zarif, said a path to the total achievement of peace is still a very long way in Liberia. Mr. Zarif said even though UN peacekeepers in Liberia share a difficult path while restoring peace in the country and reaching where they are today, UN peacekeepers still need to remain focused. According to the SRSG, it is only through such efforts that Liberia and its people can achieve a stable, prosperous, and developed country. He said UN peacekeepers in Liberia managed their strategic objectives, but the work is not over yet. The UNMIL SRSG praised President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf for her leadership role that has brought Liberia this far. He said it is the president's style of governance that has made UN peacekeepers' mission successful in Liberia. Liberia health authorities say the recent passage of the mental health bill is an important pathway to improving mental services in the country. The national legislature last week passed the Mental Act, paving the way for the president's signature. The director of mental health units at the Ministry of Health termed the act as a landmark document that will boost the quality of services for mentally ill persons. Angie Yakun told UNMIL Radio that when the act is signed and printed into handbill, the mental health unit will begin the removal of mentally ill persons from the streets. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Democratic Republic of Congo government has given the go-ahead for an experimental Ebola vaccine to be used in the country. The country is currently battling an outbreak in the northeast, which has killed 4 people so far. Reuters reports that the vaccine, called RVSV-ZBOV, does not yet have a license, but in a paper published at the end of last year, it was shown to be highly effective. It is not yet clear how exactly the vaccine will be used in terms of when it will be distributed and who will get it. And French President Emmanuel Macron said he held a frank exchange with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in their first face-to-face talks. The pair discussed disagreements in the meeting held at the sumptuous Versailles Palace near Paris. But Mr. Macron said he wanted to work with Russia over the conflict in Syria in the struggle against terrorism. Meanwhile, Mr. Putin said he wanted to strengthen economic ties with France after the restrictions of recent years. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.